Alhamdulillah. So Saturday night we celebrate the mirage. MashaAllah. That's amazing. The mirage.
It is said that, you know, many prophets and saints, friends of God, have experienced ascension. But the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the only one who experienced physical ascension, except, I would say, with the exception of Jesus, because according to the Quranic tradition, he ascended, God took him up. So it's interesting, also in physical form. And we know also that we think that Ezekiel and Elijah might have gone up physically. Idris, so you know, but the reports given on the Prophet Muhammad's ascension are so unbelievably rich, or let's say, in we can't say unbelievable because we do believe. So it's overwhelmingly rich, that it's more than a lifetime of experience that he experienced. It's more than a human could bear to experience. This is why it's bewildering, really truly bewildering, and it will take, you know, it has not been fully absorbed by the human family, his experience on that ascension. And we can, inshallah, we will hope and pray to receive some drops of it on Saturday, you know, the drop of that that divine reality revealed through the heart and life experience of someone who is a human being in human form. So we never imagine that the human form could be so exalted, and that's one of the errors we make about ourselves. We see ourselves as you know, lowly. So we say he is the perfect mirror of the divine essence, of the divine effulgence and the divine manifestation. And so within that mirror, on that night, in the latter days, the very late days of this month of Rajab, reflected a divine creation that was so glorious, so pristine, so enamored, so full of wisdom and knowledge that it does not fit. It does not fit into the human mind. You know, it does not fit. It doesn't fit into this world, because it's all the worlds were opened and revealed. It was like the night of power of the nights of power. It was like the supreme night of power, and in which the divine essence opened and revealed itself, and in both its glory, its astonishing and majestic glory that was so stunning that it would extinguish any other intellect but his, and so intimate and so tender that that tenderness of love would have melted any other heart but his own. And we, you know, we cannot even know really what happened in the intimacy. He gives some descriptions of the glory of the angelic realms, of the different realms and beings he met as he went through these different layers of divine manifestation that we call heavens. You know, these are like descent of the rays of the essence into form, and through angelic beings and oceanic realms and lights and colors and sounds and revelations and words and prayers and praises. And then, but it's in the intimacy
that I would say that the true nature of humanity ultimately is revealed. He's passing through the angelic realms, through the prophetic realms, meeting the prophets, and then through these exalted, most exalted angelic realms, but then into the presence, the very presence of that divine nearness and divine essence and intimacy and love, and a love that is so fiercely longing that, as I said, it would extinguish any other being. This mutual love of soul and Lord, and then ultimately of the essence for itself. And that was somehow embodied in this meeting. That's why Sheikh Noor uses the image of a rainbow, and I think he calls a six-sided rainbow, something like that. So just the rainbow, which is such a miracle, and it's used, of course, as we know, from the lifetime of the prophet Noah, to signify the covenant and the promise of God to humanity, and the promise of return of humanity back to the source of love. And and so this promise blossoms in that moment of meeting. And creation is not the same after that mirage. It's not just that the mirage happened and then everything continued. The meeting of that lover and beloved absolutely changed the nature of creation. And it's as though creation had been waiting for that moment to enter a new dimension of divine reality and intimacy in God. And this is what the beloved Jesus, peace be upon him, alayhi salam, had been speaking of. You know, that love is the way. And only the utmost Adam could exist in that moment. The utmost Adam on the part of the beloved toward the one who is loved, the messenger, the humanity, the heart of humanity, the soul of humanity, and on the part of the servant lover, the prophetic being, the absolutely pure heart of humanity. And that adab is not something that we don't know, you know. It's something of the essence itself. It's something so exalted and sublime and subtle. It's that meeting of the essence with itself. That's the most sublime adab. And that is what is given in our silsila. That is what is in essence form, in seed form. So alhamdulillah, may that adab blossom for humanity. So that is why we say that our way is adab. He said, you know, he has come to bring akhlaq, the completion of the human qualities, of the human, the most exalted and complete human character. And in this way of adab, of the divine gentle manners. So we should cultivate this in ourselves. We might have strong spiritual experiences, we might be invested with certain spiritual powers, we can lose those any moment, like in a flash, as though they never existed in us. So we cultivate adab. What is adab? You know, is we just have a taste of it from hearing of our beloved's journey. And hours do not count on this path. Sheikh Muzaffar said, the, you know, that people speak of divine powers, walking on water, flying, reading people's minds. This is not important here. What's important is the way of love and gentleness and kindness and compassion. So, alhamdulillah, may this come forth through our community. And may we all demonstrate that in the way we know best. And may we all increase in that. Ameen. Fatiha, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لا إله إلا هو. And our sister Aliyah, salam, peace Aliyah, happy you came, happy to see you. Really, oh, Aliyah is beautiful. Alhamdulillah. I mean, you truly look like also a disciple of Hazreti Isa. She's but she's also of Hazreti Muhammad, Mustafa. It's amazing. A dream of hers that, very, very powerful. If you're a true disciple of Jesus, you're a disciple of Muhammad. If peace be upon them both. If you're a true disciple of Muhammad, you're a disciple of Jesus. No question. So, alhamdulillah, we you know, we might align with the light of one, and we might, you know, be sitting under the tree of one or the other, but on a higher level, these trees are really joined. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, this was the first step toward the Mirage night. Just the, inshallah. Maybe the movement to Jerusalem, the Isra, the journey, the night journey. Inshallah, on Saturday we'll ascend. Feel like pilgrims having been on a long journey. But it's not an earthly pilgrimage. It's a heavenly pilgrimage. So the very important also that the Salat is ascension. I'd like to, inshallah, on Saturday we'll delve into that more. But it's said that the Salat is the ascension for the believers. So we should contemplate our Salat and understand why that is said. There are the different portions of Salat, that each one different. It's said that the Salat forms the shape of Adam. The Elif is Adam, which simply means human being, and it also means, I think, nothing. But the Elif is the standing and reciting of Quran. And the dal is the when the ruku, when we bow. And then the mim is the prostration, but it's also the sitting, and the atayatu, when we say atayatu. So we'll put the dal. The mim should be the sitting part. So that is somehow the completeness of the human being. They're very interesting. Both the recitation, the receiving of revelation, as in the standing part when we recite the beautiful inspired verses of Quran, and then the bowing toward the source of our being, you know, bowing and prostrating to the source. The prostration is actually really a disappearing into the source. And then the sitting back on the feet and reciting the greetings, offering greetings to Allah, is then that nobility of the human station, which has all of it, has the nothingness, the disappearing in it, and it also has the manifestation in it, kind of as the words of Quran. For everything is really the words of Quran, as the masters say. This entire creation is called, you know, the divine script, the revealed words, and each one of us is a divine script. So, alhamdulillah. So we have been given ascension too. We have our own ascension, and we should, you know, continuously, every time we make prayer, we should, the Salat prayer, we should remember that and see that as our ascension. Tenzil, the Tenzil al-Kitab, the descent of the word. But then that produces, that brings about the ascent of the soul, the kind of mutual movement, the descent, that provision, that love, that rahmah from the essence, from the source, from Allah, descending to embrace every being, and then and to send the words of revelation to really clarify and to inspire and to show the way, and that for the way of return, the way of ascent of the soul back to its Lord, back to its source. Alhamdulillah. That's why the great lovers love the Salat.